history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Good morning, Rob.
Ooh, good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's
good
lovely morning, to hear Rob. From you.
Yeah, and same here as well. I tried to listen on my phone, but I've got something wrong with my jack thing, so I couldn't hear it. So.
Oh, no. Well, we're all here now. And what are we talking about on the Mind Trench today?
Well, I'll tell you what, you actually gave me this idea a couple of weeks ago about UFOs in New Zealand.
Glad that you've taken the bait for this one, I have to say.
Yeah, and Sarah, ages ago, gave me this really great book about New Zealand mysteries, and there was a little bit about it in there, and then I did my thing, and it's really quite interesting. Now, UFO sightings tend to come in waves, and in New Zealand, those waves took place in 1909, 1952, and 1978.
Was that just particularly good tourism season for the aliens?
It must have been. Well, the 1952 ones were shown to be a student hoax, so stop it, students.
Was it Otago? Was it a capping stunt? It sounds like something they'd pull.
Yeah, it has to be. But I'm going to go back to 1909, and this is known as the Kelso Aerial Mystery.
Ooh.
That was before the term UFO came out.
Okay.
Now, Kelso, I had to check it out. It's a little abandoned gaff. It's a little small settlement in Otago.
Why am I not surprised that they are all down in the, like, sort of barrenner parts of the South Island? No offence to any Otago listeners out there.
Nothing better to do, I think.
That does sound like offence to the Otago listeners.
But anyway, it all began late in July 1909 with a report from Balclutha of mysterious lights in the night sky.
Ooh.
At first, everybody thought it was some boys who had attached a light to the end of a kite. And I'm going to stop there. I think it could have been girls as well, because they like to have fun.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
I noticed that when I read that book. I'm going to have to get in touch with these people that wrote that book, because I'm not quite happy about that. That might have accounted for its like swaying motions, right?
Okay.
So then, anyway, now you got a Kelso. From an airship-shaped object, which appeared to be a man seated.
It was a man. What?
From Kelso, from an airship-shaped object.
Okay.
What appeared to be a man seated in it.
Ah, okay. So we're fully talking alien spacecraft with a little green man hanging out.
Well, they didn't say what colour.
So
are
we trying to say that the aliens have a human form then?
Well, just let me finish this, because it's all sort of self-explanatory, really.
Sorry, Rob.
No, don't apologise. Never. Right. school children claimed it had flown over their school and gone right past it.
Okay.
So, right.
Can't do my homework, sir. I saw an alien.
First time it was seen by at least five people beside the school children. Right, and then a few days later it was seen again. And it had a real strong light, which gradually faded, replaced by several small lights.
Ooh.
Right?
Yep.
After the initial counts, other stories began to come in from Christchurch and Auckland. Strange lights had been seen in the direction over East Tamaki. And then soon it appeared in Australia, strange lights over New South Wales and all that. Now, at the time...
Gets around this alien.
Well, at the time, a German vessel, Sea Stern, had recently left Australia, bound for New Zealand, and they had launched a Zeppelin from its deck to spy on the countryside.
Oh, that doesn't sound so good.
Well, my first thought is, if you're looking at this is no disrespect to people that live in the South Island, especially
places
like that. Why would you fly over somewhere where there's more sheep and possums than people?
Maybe they're looking for a good place to set up their alien base. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they like sheep. Maybe sheep are a higher life form than us, and we don't have the capacity to understand that, Rob. Maybe that's what's actually going on here.
Okay, well, after a little while, the reports just faded away. Now, at the time, right, there was a lot of interest in aviation and also Count von Zeppelin's airship, coupled with the fact that Halley's Comet was arriving
Ooh.
The following year.
So people were kind of a bit obsessed with the sky at this
people
point.
Were, yeah, people were, like, anything going on, they was well excited about it, right? But 60 years later, a reporter actually spoke to George Macduff, who was one of the children.
George Macduff. He George sounds Macduff. Like the kind of person who'd pull your leg, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, so they asked him about the incident, and he said, oh, no, actually, we didn't see anything. It was all our imagination.
What?
We actually didn't see anything.
So he was just, they were just bluffing the whole time.
There had been some psychedelic drugs involved here.
They were children, Des.
Maybe they put it in the water. I don't know. But at the time, they were reading magazines and that. And since that incident, no one's ever seen balloon-shaped UFOs or unidentified flying whatever's.
I feel like if anybody's going to have seen balloon-shaped UFOs, it would be the BFM listenership. So this is the time, yeah, if you've seen an alien, to text us on 5395. I want to know about your alien sightings in Aotearoa.
I don't know if you want to open this can.
I'm so ready for this can of worms.
This is going to be...
Hit me with your alien sightings.
Personally, I think it's a bit of mass hysteria, because there's lots of things that you look at in the night sky or in the sky and you can see things. I mean, it could have been, I'm not saying it was a cloud or anything like that.
Well,
but you could...
You know, you can see the Southern Lights really well down in the bottom of the South Island. So maybe it was a bit of that. Like, you can actually see that down there.
That's what I was thinking it must be. Some sort of Southern Lights, or some sort of...
I want it to be real, but I don't think it is. It's another one of those ones.
Well, the listeners are loving it. Someone said, that's a brilliant story. Thanks, Rob. So there you go,
that's
Rob.
That's okay. Well, I've got an even better one, right?
All right, hit me.
Things to watch.
It's a what?
What I've been... Things to watch.
Oh, things to watch.
Home.
Yes, please. What have we got?
Well, my flatmate has got... I've got what it's called again.
Melrose Place. Melrose Place.
Melrose Place. Never seen it before in my life.
Neither have I.
It's so bad, it's genius.
What's the general premise?
Is it reality TV, Rob?
No, it's about this block of flats, this little apartment block in Los Angeles, where all these people that wear really bad clothes and really bad hair live.
Awesome.
And they do what I call face acting. You know, like when they pull faces.
Yeah.
It's the best face acting I've ever seen, and it's intense. Now, everybody knows I love Emmerdale, right, which I think is full on. I watched a few episodes of Melrose Place yesterday, then watched Emmerdale, and Emmerdale was nothing, and Emmerdale was going off.
Oh, my gosh.
I just sort of went, is that it?
Is that it? Melrose Place has topped that one. Wow.
give yourself, if you fancy a laugh, and it is funny,
I
don't think it's supposed to be funny.
It's the best kind sometimes.
Plus, he's got 500 episodes of Dallas.
Wow. Okay, you're sussed. You're absolutely sussed. You've got Melrose Place, you've got Dallas, and you've got the aliens, Rob. You're going to be fine.
I keep meaning to do some writing, and I'll just get sucked into it, and it's great. I've got to go supermarket shopping now.
Oh, good on you. Good luck.
Oh, no,
I'd like to thank everybody. Oh, no, I'll tell you what, Tess, I've been once, and it's the most well-organised thing I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, that's great. That's very
good
to hear.
And I just want to personally thank everybody that's keeping us all going so we can all stay home.
Hard out, Rob.
You're doing a fantastic job. And that means you too as well.
Oh,
and everybody up at B. We love you.
We love you too,
that's
Rob.
Nice, Rob.
And it is very, very cool to hear about Melrose Place, Emmerdale, Dallas, and, of course, the aliens. Text us your alien stories. 5395.
If anybody's got any ideas, just send them in and you can let me know.
Fantastic. Hey,
I've run out of biros as well, so I need to buy some biros.
Oh, get those. Get those on your essentials items list.
I've actually got a list. I'll tell you what I've done the other day very quickly.
Yeah.
I never look at things when I buy them. And I didn't see my normal baked beans, so I saw some and I just grabbed them, took them home, and they're the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. They've got these little sausages in them.
Oh, not the sausages ones.
Horrible.
Oh, Rob, what have you done?
Oh, you made a mistake there, mate. Hey,
all right.
I hope you don't get sausages in your beans this week, Rob, but we'll talk to you.
Is that code for something? That sounds very rude.
It's not
all
meant
right,
to.
Note,
see you later.
Make sure you don't get sausages in your beans, people.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
No sausages.